Now the Buddha lived some 2,500 years ago, and that's quite a long time. But though he lived such a long time ago, we do know quite a lot about him. There are quite a number of biographies of the Buddha in existence, both canonical, that is to say, which are part of the Buddhist scriptures, and also semi-canonical, which are sort of apocryphal. For instance, in the Pali Canon, there are long sections of the Vinaya Pitaka, the Book of the Discipline, which are biographical, which relate various important episodes in the career of the Buddha. Then in what is called Buddhist hybrid Sanskrit, or mixed Sanskrit, there's the Mahavastu, the great story. Then there's the Lalitavistara, the extended sports, as it may be literally translated. Then there's the Abhinishkramana Sutra, the discourse on the going forth of the Buddha. Then there's the Mahaparinirvana Sutra, a detailed account of the last days of the Buddha, or rather the last weeks or months of his life. Then there's the Buddha Charita, a beautiful epic poem in classical Sanskrit, written by Ashvaghosha in the Indian Middle Ages. And all these accounts of the life of the Buddha, they contain material of various kinds. They contain not only what may be regarded as indubitably historic facts, they also contain a great deal of legendary material and a great many mythical elements. Now, leaving aside the legends, let's take up the myths. The myths, we may say, are of two kinds. Those which represent the Buddha as exercising supernormal powers. Now, in some passages in the scriptures, you get an incident, you get an episode, where the Buddha, for instance, knows what is going on in somebody's mind. He reads the mind of a monk or a layman. This is what we call telepathy. It used to be fashionable to dismiss telepathy as just a story, as an old wives' tale. But this has now been demonstrated to be empirically verifiable. So we may say that those accounts, those legends or myths, if you like, in the Buddhist scriptures, which represent the Buddha as exercising supernormal powers, such as telepathy, are not myths proper, but they're really historical facts that which are only regarded as myths in modern times owing to the limitations of the modern scientific approach. Secondly, we have in the scriptures, in the biographies, that those elements which are myths in the true sense. That is to say, which are representations of psychological experiences and spiritual truths. And it is with these that we are at present concerned. These elements, I may say, are a source of some embarrassment to modern Western scholars. Some of them, when they write about the Buddha, they just cut out these elements. They say, oh, there's a lot of nonsense, or these mythical elements. They just leave them out. And they're even a source of embarrassment to some rationalizing Eastern Buddhists who would apparently be happy without them. Now, I'm going to take up this evening four well-known incidents from the life of the Buddha, mythical incidents, as it were, two which occurred before the Enlightenment, and two which occurred after the Enlightenment.